VPN and to ZEP. And to ZEP and to VPN. Good morning to you. How are you this morning? Tired, achy, but muddling through. What you do, your lawn spring cleanup? No, not really, just stuff. Okay, I guess the stuff was physical. It was, and it got me all achy and shenagata this morning. Did you get a chance to take the bike out at all this weekend? Would have been a beautiful weekend for it. Actually, no. No, I did not. Yesterday would have been a nice day to take a run on it. Yes, I know. So where are you on your trek? Not even in the T of my trek. I'm just getting started. I'm way behind schedule and I'm not looking forward to it. Alright, hopefully it doesn't change, because if it doesn't, everything's clear up to the cross-thistle. Can only hope. Can only hope. So the way it sounds, today is not the day that you would like a lot of overtime. Yes, today would be a day I'd like to just get home and hit the couch when I get home. Yeah, sometime in a couple of hours I should receive a texticle from my younger one that he's back from California. Oh, you're not going to go pick him up at the airport? I need to be at work when he's coming in. He didn't ask me for today. He's got a friend picking him up. Okay. Sometimes it's good to have friends. Friends. He's got a friend who doesn't work on Monday, so he said, "Good job, pick me up at the airport." The guy said, "Yeah." He's planning to throw him some gas money. That's always a good thing. Always a good thing. So I guess later today I may get a report about how the vacation went. I know his mother will be expecting a full rundown, what you do, where you go, blah, 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 the whole routine. I'll just sit back and listen. Did you have a good time? That's all I care about. And then you'll get the not-so-PG rated version at some future date. Only if he volunteers. He did go away with someone, and we do not know if this is just a friend or a girlfriend. We didn't know she existed until about 2 weeks ago. So, we'll find out. Slow down at Franny Lou. And to BPN Mobile. Well, that was not going to do me any good for quite some time yet. When I saw Steve Saturday morning, he was complaining that he can't keep up these hours on Friday nights anymore. Yeah, it starts to take its toll. He stopped off on Saturday afternoon with the white Tundra. Yeah, he said he had a few errands to do. I guess you were one of them. Yes. Yes, I was. Yeah, that's the reason why he didn't use the midlife crisis mobile. He also wanted to, you know, get it out there, run it around. Boca this week? Tomorrow.
Good morning, it's 51 degrees at 6 o'clock, Monday, April 13th. I'm Lee Harris, and here's what's happening.
You know, it's interesting how different municipalities named communities. Like, who would think to name a community a rat's mouth?
I'm sure that somewhere, someplace, sometime, there is some part of Boca that looks like a rat's mouth, and that's why they came up with it. I mean, it wasn't just because Steve and Jeff lived there.
Maybe they were clairvoyant and knew that they were coming. Just came out of the trench, which is one of the noisy zones. How bad am I?
Not bad at all.
Alright. Man, Tuesday be here.
That's right, Lee. The March to Justice will be kicking off at 11 o'clock this morning right here at the Outer Bridge Crossing. Going to take probably a week for them to go get to Washington, D.C. So they're going to start here, they'll walk over the bridge. 50 or so marchers were told by the Port Authority, although organizers have said it's going to be more like 200. Now, either way, the Port Authority is shutting down the bridge completely so you can head over to the Gothels. But if you live in this section of Staten Island, you might be in for it here. The bridge will be completely closed for 1 hour at least to get these people safely over the bridge. Local politicians here, including the Staten Island Borough President Jimmy Otto, fuming about this thing. It was unnecessary, and that they shouldn't have been closing the bridge, but that is what is going to be happening. There's signs all over Staten Island telling people about this. And the people, again, we're going to take 8 days to walk now with some stops along the way down to the nation's capital before they have a concert and other events at the National Mall on April 21st. Glenn Sharp, 1010 Wind,
running through Athens Old Plaza at the Outer Bridge Crossing. Please move.
So by now you have to have at least gotten to a four-laner. And to ZDP clear.
Florida that I had repaired up here, and I was
I did very little playing with the 220. I put that back in line. I can't get the relay to work from the 940 to it, the Kia. The relay's working, but I can't activate it, so I don't know if there's an issue with my rig. I played with that for about an hour, but generally did lawn work and pulled around in the vehicles, particularly the White Monster. So that was fun. Beautiful yesterday. AC2, KKX.
Rare CX station recognized. Good morning.
heard HIS on my way to work. He was at Mount Sinai, and I believe you worked near him or somewhere around him. Correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe I have the wrong person.
I think you're correct. I haven't heard from Howard in a long time. If I recall, you're an orthopedic surgeon, and probably at the time I was at Columbia, where I'm now Professor Emeritus, and I commute to NYU currently. So, tell me if I'm correct.
Well, you're almost correct, Peter. I'm an ophthalmologist. And I remember we used to talk to my office is in on Long Island in Bethpage, and we did speak. It's becoming a little bit more clear now. Yeah, I remember something about I think you and Howard had children at Columbia, or he had someone at Columbia at the time.
We each had a daughter in the same class at Columbia.
So how long ago was that? That had to be quite a while ago.
Well, let's see, they graduated about 3 years ago. And of course, they were there for 4 years, so it could have been 7 years.
Time flies by. Hope everybody is okay with you. And I guess Howard's not on the air much anymore.
On a rare occasion, I hear him. He acquired a new car that he said he couldn't install the radio in. So unless he's in an older car, I don't ever hear him. Occasionally we talk on the phone. And I believe he commutes mostly with his son. Anyway, my daughter, who went to Columbia studying in Italy now. So, it's all, as you say, the time flies by. Anyway, heading out to the island later tonight.
How many kids do you have, Peter? How old are they?
I have two girls, another one that's 2 years older than the one I've been talking about. She lives in California now.
Yep, they're, I guess they're older. I have three. Actually, two of them are doing their, one of them is doing her residency. The other one is graduating school now. My third one is, works for a corporation in Boston. I'm usually off on Mondays. I just happen to be taking the car in for servicing. What brings you out to the island?
We're considering acquiring some practices out east. So we're meeting with some physicians and looking at practice sites.
Well, that's interesting. How far out east?
I'm not going to say too much other than about halfway out.
Okay, I'm almost at the car place, so I'm going to say 7-3. Hopefully we'll talk more now that I have the radio back in the car. And safe trip the rest of the way. This is AA2GC. I will listen out.
All right, Ted. A pleasure having a reunion here. Anyway, have a great day. Maybe I'll catch you another time on the island. KC2, KKX.
Net tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
KD2CWZ, WB2CMF Mobile. Good morning, Phil.
And good morning, W2SCT Mobile. Good morning, Phil as well.
Good morning, Pete.
I see vacation's over. My wife's walking out. Does not have a good look on her face. That, you know, vacation's over and went way too fast. Oh, well. Yeah. To me, it's another Monday morning. Over to you.
Okay, good morning, Phil. Good morning to your brother, and we're both doing well. And, yeah, just getting back, although we didn't have to go in on Friday, which was a joke, but we did have to do it, and there was hardly any students here at all, maybe not even 30%, and I had a couple in one class, four in one class, so everybody was just showing videos and so on, and doing some other things, but, yeah, hope you both enjoyed Easter time and everything. It certainly was a windy Easter weekend and a lousy spring week. I mean, it was more the rain on Tuesday. Monday was good, but the rest of the week, Friday, was pretty bad. So, WVGCMF, over to you, W2SCT Mobile. How did everything go with your daughter's travels?
Hey, Denton, W2SCT, WV2CMF Mobile. I'm running really behind schedule. I'm just gassing up the car. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, WV2CMF. Catching us in a couple of minutes. W2SCT Mobile, KB2CWC. Yeah, I was sick most of the week. I had stomach vibes. Saturday before Easter, so I spent Easter in running to the bathroom and all day long and staying in bed. Didn't feel better really until about Thursday. That was, needless to say, we did not get to go upstate.
Yeah, probably too early to go upstate now, yeah. Probably very muddy up there now, as it was in the Rockies. Yeah, I'll tell you more about my trip to see my late cousin. I flew out Friday evening to Denver. It was an interesting trip, but it worked out. I just couldn't take Friday off. It was just too much of a, it was very difficult trying to take that day off. I'm sure your wife doesn't have the best look on her face, but it was a good, pretty long break, though, 11 days. Although they had 10 days for the city, because we were off Holy Thursday last, before Easter. So it worked out pretty well. And Easter was nice. I had the Easter Vigil Mass, and then we had, three masses on Easter Sunday morning, so it was a full weekend for me. Playing for Washington at the St. Peter's with my friends, but it worked out very well. Back to you.
W2SET Mobile, KB2CWZ.
Well, that's good. In fact, I talked to my neighbor upstate. He said the snow was gone. Still spots here and there. Probably like what we had, 2 or 3 weeks ago. At my property, the front it was all melted, so I would have no problem getting it off the road. But maybe about a quarter of the field in the back of the house still has snow and ice on it. But for the most part, everything melted. You're right, this time of year, everything freezes at night, but everything turns muddy during the day. I wanted to get up there, just to check on the house and make sure everything is, survived the winter. They got a lot of branches down here and there, but that's nothing. That makes for good burning. Now the plan is hopefully maybe I'll go up this coming weekend. I'll have to see. I still need to take a trip over to my son too for a weekend, so
That'll be coming up also. Over to you, Pete.
DB2CMS is back.
Oh, hey, Pat, I'll turn it right over to you and then you can turn over to Phil. I know you said you're running a little behind, so it's good hearing you this morning. All right, very good, Phil. This weekend should be all right to get up there and see how things are. I guess maybe turn everything on, I guess. Turn on the heat and open up the water and everything. And I guess set it for the lowest temperature since we're not getting extreme temperatures now anymore. And it should really moderate a lot this week. So I'll say more about the trip to Denver because a lot happened with the trip to Denver, including flying. So it was interesting. So over to you, Pat.
Okay, well, good morning, Peter. Like I said, I'm really late today. Just can't seem to get out of my own way. Eric has a new RF link up and running, so you're going to find that. And my hat's off to him. It sounds great. Much, much better than the old one. And Phil, I'm dead tired. You know, I worked too much this weekend.
See, I took it easy for all of you yesterday. I did very little. I had a lot I could have done, and I wound up, I put together the big wheel, that big wheel that we got for Andrew, and so that took a little bit of, the instructions left out an important step. I had to, like, redo everything. What should have been like a 15-minute deal turned into like an hour and a half. All because they omitted something in the instructions. Oh, well. Over to you, Pete.
Okay, very good. Fine on the big wheel. And that sounds good. And I wonder what you were doing, Pat, making the weekend so busy. I know you had a little time off, I think, that you took. I'm not sure if it was the day after Easter or maybe it was Good Friday you took off or something like that, but I followed the link. Yeah, I'll be interested. I hope they finally got that everything settled so that it's working consistently, and that will be good. So we'll see when we cross that point to switch over. And sorry you weren't feeling well, Phil, either. And hopefully in this week everything does. Trying to get past all these colds, the cold season and all that. Pat, over to you.
KW2SET, and the code WB2, CMF Mobile. Yeah, I took 3 days off, so I was off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Went into Jersey on Tuesday to visit a friend of ours, so that was good. Monday was the best day of the week. It was nice and warm. But yeah, this weekend I replaced all my coax. You know, the coax to the HF antenna out back was bad. So I ordered like 250 feet of coax, very good coax too. So I replaced the coax to the HF antenna. Then I got up yesterday up on the roof and replaced the coax to the, I wound up replacing two coaxes, one to the 2 meter 440 antenna and another one to an 80 meter dipole. And then, of course, soldering on the connectors inside the house, so it was just one of those things. And Phil, I ended the day by putting down step one on the lawn. So that was my weekend.
Yeah, the audio sounds very good. I know Eric was working on it last night doing the tech net because it was very, very muffled last night. But you're right, it does sound very good. Pete, the big thing I did over the weekend, Saturday, I went and took the general class exam and passed. Actually scored 100 on it, which I was shocked. So I'm now a general class licensee holder.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations. Wow, that's a great, great achievement. Well, very good. Good. So that was another big accomplishment during the Easter break there. And that's good. And fine pattern. Having Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. Yeah, Monday was the best day of the whole spring break. And although I know I got here this past weekend, it finally got nice, but the rest of the week was a washout. Chilly and poor rainy weather. And finally going to Jersey. And I went to Staten Island to visit a friend. Their father isn't doing too well. He's been in and out of hospital and nursing homes since October. He's at Staten Island University Hospital, which is part of LIJ now. Kind of interesting, but I saw him because I just don't know how things are going to go going forward. You know, well, he'll be. We'll see what happens with that. And then my trip to Denver, which I'll get to in a moment, but there's so much going on. And it's been a busy weekend here for me. Go ahead, Pat.
KW2SET, the group WB2CMF Mobile. And yeah, Wednesday, for the first time, I took part in the ARRL frequency measuring test, something I've always wanted to do. And I wound up scoring very well. I did less than 0.2 hertz on 20 meters and like 0.15 on 40 meters and 1.17 on 80 meters. So for the first time, I really felt I accomplished something. So I did that on Wednesday too. So another thing off my bucket list, the frequency measuring test.
Yeah, so we got a few things accomplished, you know. I just wish I wasn't sick, but I knew it because, you know, my grandson was sick and I knew it, you know. I told my daughter, I got to stop babysitting for you guys when you're sick because you guys are sick for a day or two, I'm sick for a week. But, you know, that's not going to happen. In fact, I'm babysitting later on this morning. Hopefully they're not sick. I don't think they are, but so Pat was more busier than I was, and he even managed to sneak in an oil change also.
Okay, very good, very good. I'm satisfied. I'm into a mobile. And my Denver trip went well. The flying was, boy, it was something. Changes that United are making, a couple of them I didn't care for. The actual flying worked out fine. I had, we had a beautiful memorial service for my late cousin on Saturday. It was really put together very well. He belonged to St. Thomas More Catholic Church, I think the biggest church I've ever seen. Just a very huge size. A very touching service and a very good eulogy from my second cousin, son, and my two daughters live in Denver, so we got to see everybody. It was a nice, very nice visit, but so fast. You know, I got out there late I'll tell you more about that in the next round, but I got out like I was supposed to, but it was late. It was almost 1 o'clock when I checked in. Hotel. So, but this was a fast week, and I was hoping I could have had Friday off. I didn't want to take the day off because we're just getting back off of spring break. So it's not the best thing to do. Over to you, Pat.
KKD2CWZ in the group, WB2CMF Mobile. Okay, on your trip? My daughter had a good time, and she went to Germany and France. on Thursday. They were supposed to come back home on Thursday, but the air traffic controllers in France had a two-day protest, so protesting working conditions or whatever, and so they had to stay over another day, and they wound up coming home on Friday, which no one seemed to mind, although she was ready at that point to come home. And Phil, she's got a full-blown cold now. He said everyone, you know, she was sitting there, a group that, well, they were doing were coughing on the plane. So she's got a cold, and she's home today. I'm just at the 7-Eleven. I'll be back in a few minutes. WB2 CMF Mobile.
WB2 CMF Mobile, KB2 CWC. Yeah, see, yeah. That's another thing about getting on planes. Doing in the closed environment, so if somebody's sick, you're gonna get it too. Another reason not to go on a plane. only kidding. I know spring is in full bloom now. The trees look like they all get gonna have buds on them. Some of them are actually starting to open up. Daffodils are starting to open up. Next come the forsythia. I think we can safely say, safely put away the shovels.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was adjusting something in the car here, so let me make sure I have it. Yeah, the shovels are done with. That's, it's over with. By the middle of April, which we're into now, that should be it. We shouldn't have to worry about any of that anymore. And, yeah, the cherry blossoms, it was very nice out in, Denver, the, temperatures were in the 72, 73, about low to mid 70s, so it's really nice. You didn't need a jacket kind of weather. And, it still looked very wintry, but the cherry trees out there were blooming. And yeah, my daffodils started to bloom a little bit on Friday. And I noticed last night that they were really blooming a lot. Had opened up more on the weekend. Irises had started to bloom Easter weekend, so back when Easter Sunday and Monday and so forth. And then, coming along, it still looks very wintry here, but get out there. There's still snow up in the mountains. The mountains look beautiful. I can pick spots of that. And I'm never there in the spring. You know, I'm usually there in the summers. I've been there for a while during the spring. Yeah, it was just a beautiful service, really nice. And they had a nice video show youngest daughter put together, so that was really nice as well. Back to you.
Nice, Pete. Yeah. And you know, you get to see an area at a different time of year too. It's nice. What little grass I have left on my front lawn actually needs to be cut. I was going to break out the lawnmower yesterday and just make sure it starts up and everything, get some gas for it, and I wound up not doing it. Maybe I'll do that today. But it's so funny, like, I have like a quarter of my lawn left. The rest is all brown, but what's there actually does need to be cut. It's amazing. Maybe I'll do that. At least get the lawnmower started. Make sure that works. I gotta get gas for it anyway, so maybe I'll run over to the gas station, pick up some gas, and I'll be good for the season.
Yeah, that would be good. You just start the lawnmower going. And, yeah, it's funny how the grass kind of gets a spurt early in the spring and need to, cutting so early, it does kind of sprout up. Yeah, I've gone out there several times during the summer, and it's beautiful, but I never am experiencing the spring. I went out there one winter, I think, or maybe two, and it was that year just full of snow, but although down in Denver, they don't get a heck of a lot of snow. They get some snow, but it's, you know, Chris Major up in the mountains. But and Pat mentioned the air traffic, you know, I don't know how bad the conditions could be being an air traffic controller, you know, but that's what they do. They shut down things they protest in Europe. And so I'm glad Pastore got back on the weekend, I guess, but should they have the weekend, a little wiggle room there with time. I'll see if Pat's back. If not, then Phil, you pick it up.
And back. Yeah, it wasn't too bad over there. They were, part of the things the air traffic controllers were protesting is they want to raise the age to 69, the retirement age. I can understand that. WB2CMF Mobile.
You know, everybody keeps saying that, even over here, you know, work later, work longer. You know, I say, you know, especially, you know, considering how my retirement was unplanned, you never know. So don't waste your life working into your 70s. If you can do it, if you can swing it, retire. That's what I got to say about it.
Yeah, I know. It's just that people are living longer, so you need more resources to live longer. You know, you need to be able to live a decent lifestyle in your retirement years. Some people sometimes just can't put away enough money for retirement, you know, and they don't want to be forced out. Yeah, in the airline business, it was that the pilots won a little bit of a victory to raise their retirement age because they were. It was a big political thing with American Airlines president having control over congressmen or senators back in the mid 50s or something like that. So they finally raised it from what it was, which was mandatory. I don't know if it was 60 or whatever. They got it up to 62 or 63 or, you know, a little higher. And I can see that's a reasonable request. They probably are forced out earlier at 62 and want to go to 69 or whatever. But yeah, I'll tell you more about my flight on the next round there. Go ahead, Pat.
Okay, Peter. Yeah, I want to be surprised if sooner or later, even over here, they raise it some more. I mean, now it's 66. You know, that's the trend. Anyway, I am pulling into the parking lot, so I'll make this my last. The link is working great if Eric is listening. It is the best I've heard it ever. And also, the repeater is also stronger. You must have did something last week, too. It's much stronger today than it has been in a while. Anyway, maybe I'll catch you this afternoon, Phil. I'll say it to you. Don't work too hard. I'll catch you all this afternoon. WB2CMF Mobile, be clear when you're final. 73, you all.
At 73, don't work too hard. Let's keep our fingers crossed. The real test would be to see how long the link actually stays up. You know, although I have a feeling it's fixed now, it probably won't work. But yeah, you sound great. Really, my hat's off to Eric. I know he was doing a lot of work last night during the tech nap.
All right, very good. Well, 73, Pat, yeah, I'll catch you this afternoon on the link. But, you know, if it's busy with a certain group of people, then I'll be on the 440. Just look for me there, Pat, if you hear a lot of, you know, just one group that gets in there, and they kind of bottle up the repeater. So I'll switch over to 440 in that case. Have a good day and a good week back after the spring break. And, yeah, it just depends upon your circumstances, Pat, but, yeah, you can have an unplanned event, and then it's really, you know, you're forced out early, and so you're in an area where you have enough resources, and, you know, you try to put away as much as you can for retirement, because I'm kind of lucky, because mine is guaranteed, you know, it's not like plan, and then it's a little amount of money, so, with the flying, I'll tell you more about that in the next round. Pat, over to you. I mean, Phil, rather, over to you.
Yeah, that's what I say. You know, if you can, if you can swing your life, because you never know. You know, like mine was unplanned. I figured I'd still be working another 2 years. That didn't happen. But, you know, now I get to enjoy the grandkids. You know, it was a life-changing event, but, you know, booked out. Over to you, Pete.
All right, very good. Very good. You had a special circumstance. It was not usual, but it's good that you could retire and not have to be able to sit back and take it easy and deal with what you've had to deal with here for the last 2 or 3 years. And, the flying was... I was just, because I was under the pressure of getting out there for Saturday, because of that stormy kind of weather that was in and around us, I had to connect on United through Washington, D.C., and they kept backing up the D.C. flight to the point where I was very worried about making my connection to the Denver flight, which didn't leave until 10 o'clock. And so what happened was booked me on a later flight. They actually double booked me, you know, to ensure that I would get out. And so what happened was, when I checked Saturday, let me just drop it for a minute. When I checked Saturday, when they double booked me, they had computer cancels your return flight for some reason. But apparently a new system they're working on, I checked Saturday. I always like to check my return flight on hours, booking and everything, and I saw there was a message to contact United, so I did, and they said I had been bounced out of my return flight, and I told them I would just stick with my original flight. It worked out that I got into D.C. all right. It's only like 35 minutes to D.C., and so I made my connection perfectly. In fact, without any waiting time, I just got off the one flight in D.C. and the gates are close together, and then I literally had a 5-minute walk to my next gate, and then they were just announcing boarding. That was perfect. But I worked it out where I got a economy comfort seat on the return last night, and it was a little bit of a hassle. You had to be careful. Over to you, Phil.
Yeah, I guess I was coming in close last night. Coming in last night, and you know, having to be back to work this morning. So I'm glad everything worked out. Yeah, my niece there. She was supposed to come home Thursday. They were lucky. It was a 1-day delay. It was home Friday night. Of course, you know, then you know, she had to deal with jet lag. They were over by my mom's on Saturday, and at 7 o'clock she couldn't keep her eyes open. And sure, for her it felt like 1-2 o'clock in the morning, you know. But other than that, hopefully she's back on Eastern Standard Daylight Savings Time again.
Yeah, I just wonder what they did in putting them up another night, you know, because I don't know if they had. Because of the delay, I don't know if they were able to work it out easily where they needed to stay an extra night or not. But I'm sure that worked out pretty well. And yeah, you do have a jet lag for a couple of days. You know, the first couple of days are the worst, and then it kind of subsides after the third, fourth day. She's probably still getting back to school today. Will probably be a little bit maybe tiresome for her, but get a good night's sleep tonight. She should be pretty much back full speed by tomorrow. And, a couple of things at United. You know, my flight back last night was good. I got a fairly decent night's sleep. I landed at 10:45. And then I got home by midnight, or it was maybe 10 after 12, but
bed by 12:30. If I just went right to bed, I didn't even finish packing my little carry-on. I just took out my pajamas and went right to sleep. I was really tired. I tried to sleep on the plane a little bit. It's not a long flight. It's a 3.5-hour flight. That's long enough. But there's a couple of things that I'll tell you in the next round that I'm going to have to write to United about. It's a little bit different. Back to you, Phil.
Okay, W2SET Mobile, KD2CWC. Yeah, I forgot to tell you what. You know, this time of year when I go upstate, you know, I never leave the heat on when I leave anyway, even during spring and fall. Nobody's up there, why heat up the house, even minimal. But I can't, you know, it's not reliable. I'll probably drain the water at least through April, because, you know, it still regularly goes below freezing every night up there. Once you get towards the end of April, you could sort of...